second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, Canadian healthcare nightmare involving a small child. Mark, you're going to tell us about that, but first, now that we're on in Indianapolis in WXNT territory, I wanted to hold off on this story until we got on there, because this is from around them parts in Indiana. From IndyStar.com, a Marion County judge has ruled for the first time in Indiana that news media outlets can be ordered by the court to reveal identifying information about posters to their online forums.
Yeah, crazy.
In rulings this week and last week, Marion's Superior Court Judge S.K. Reed became the first judge in Indiana to rule on whether the state journalism shield law protects media outlets from being forced to disclose names of anonymous posters on their websites or other identifying information about those posters, like an IP address, for instance, said the attorney for the former chief executive of Junior Achievement of Central Indiana. The rulings came in a defamation lawsuit that Miller filed last year. He is seeking to broaden the list of defendants in his case to include people who criticized him anonymously last year on websites run by the Indianapolis Star, Business Journal, and WRTV Channel 6. The case is among a growing number of defamation claims nationally that target anonymous internet posters to websites operated by news media and other owners. Now, I'd like to say that anonymous postings on the internet can be really annoying. Like, these people are hiding behind their keyboards, and it's really kind of sad. They're not, that they're afraid to come out with and sling their mud with their own names
to say who they
behind
are.
It. However, as annoyed as I might be by some of the things that those people say, so flipping what? It's just a post on the internet. It is just someone spouting off, talking trash, or who knows what. And who cares anyway? What's the big deal?
I don't know if society has moved in this direction, but I think it should, that somebody who is unwilling to stand behind what they say should not be listened to. As far as I'm concerned,
who are you?
Speaking anonymously on the internet, just putting a post out there saying, oh, that Mark Edge, he's
a fag.
Whatever, saying whatever kind of, thing that they say. Why would you give any credence?
I heard he was cheating on his wife.
Right. How easy would that be to say? I mean, but let's have some names, dates, and places at least. Just give me some facts here.
We are seeing more and more defamation lawsuits being filed. That's clear, according to David Hudson, First Amendment scholar at the First Amendment Center. Hudson said that the public should be concerned if anonymous comments on public websites begin drying up because of the fear of lawsuits. He says if this happens, then people will be less likely to comment on public issues, he said. And indeed, there are some times when anonymity is very useful. Like WikiLeaks or getting information out that is, well, maybe perhaps dangerous for you to put out. Like Bradley Manning has unfortunately had the realization after the fact. I mean, gosh, the poor guy is facing even more charges now than ever before.
It's alleged that they really don't have much proof. I mean, they've got one guy. They've got some proof that he was attempting to do it, but they can't prove that they can't leak the information that WikiLeaks has leaked to Bradley Manning.
All three Indianapolis media outlets fought the subpoenas served on them to turn over identifying information about the posters to their sites. The judge ruled that the Star and IBJ must turn over the identifying information, which typically tells the poster's internet protocol address or internet provider. Using that, an attorney can subpoena the internet provider for the poster's real name. Well, that's not how it really works. You'll get the name of the person who owns the account, but that doesn't tell you anything about who actually posted it. I mean, we're here at the LRN.FM studios. There are all kinds of people that use the studio connection here, the internet connection.
Indeed.
But it's my name on the account. So does that mean I'm responsible now for everything that somebody posts anonymously on the local newspaper's forum? That's what it sounds like they're saying here.
That's what they're trying to say. Well, it gives you some place to look to begin looking if you're going to do some kind of investigation. I mean, I understand that. I don't think people should be making libelous claims, but you need Is it incumbent upon me to turn them over if they post on my forum? I don't feel like it is.
The judge ruled that the Star and the IBJ must turn over the identifying information. The Star had fought the disclosure, saying in its 15-page motion that the Shield Law protects it from being forced to disclose names of anonymous posters on its IndyStar.com website, as does the Constitution and its guarantees of freedom of speech.
Well, that thing's pretty much, you might as well forget about
clearly.
That.
Clearly. Our practice is not to reveal the names of the people who post on the Star's website, according to their senior editor, vice president. We've long had a practice of protecting sources at all levels. Ryerson wouldn't comment on the judge's ruling, except to say that we're now reviewing our legal options. I presume that means they'll be appealing this. The judge's ruling on whether WRTV also must turn over information is expected this week. And the posters identified, include Kelsey Hanlon, described as a former staffer at Junior Achievement. Remember, Junior Achievement is the organization that filed this lawsuit in the first place to attempt to get this information. So people were saying mean things about the man behind Junior Achievement, and he was very upset about that. The former staffer at Junior Achievement, James League, who's called a friend of Junior Achievement's current chief executive and vice president of corporate sponsorship for the 500 Festival Associates. 500 Festival Associates also was added as a defendant in the defamation claim on the grounds that the defamatory comments supposedly traced to Wilson were sent from one of its computers. So again, they couldn't figure out who within this organization had actually sent this information. So the complaint adds as many as 9 other people listed as John Doe's. So according to the story here, that one of them doesn't see the judge's recent rulings as weakening the state shield law, which gives broad protections to news reporters from having to disclose names of sources who provide information used in news stories. The lawyer said that this is not an assault on the shield law. In fact, it's well within the bounds of the traditional terms of the shield law. I don't think the media should be interested in protecting the identities of cyber bullies.
So now, it's cyberbullies. I mean, the fact is, anything that you can, it's content, right? Whether it's news or not, I suppose, is up to interpretation. But the newspaper decides that it's news, and they should decide whether or not they turn that over. The press should be protected, and quite frankly, anybody should be protected. As something on the internet, as a venue on the internet, you are the press, and you should, and people who are posting there or whatever, they're your sources, and your sources should be protected. That's what this is supposed to be about, and this crap right here is the reason that the United States is well down the list of freest countries in the world.
Absolutely.
When it comes to press freedom. Hey, wake up, America.
Well,
United States is not the freest place in the world anymore. It might have been when you were a kid and you were taught in first grade to put your hand over your heart and pledge allegiance to the flag and do all that stuff, but it's not anymore. And these freedoms are being eroded every day, day by day, chipped away at.
Well, now, wasn't it the case that you mentioned the press freedom ratings? Wasn't it like the U.S. was somewhere in the 70s on the press freedom ratings? I don't recall, but it was way down.
It was way,
way down.
I'd have to look. But it's not, it wasn't, it wasn't, it made you feel bad when you looked at the list.
I don't think the media should be interested, again, this is the attorney for the plaintiffs in the case, in protecting the identities of cyber bullies. I don't think these people are advancing any cause of democracy.
Who cares
or
what you think, pal? I mean,
apparently the judge agrees with him.
I know, but quite frankly, I don't care what the judge thinks either, although his opinion does carry weight.
He also says, I don't think these people are advancing any cause of democracy or purposeful free speech. So
this is what free speech is supposed to be. Free speech is supposed to be protected because it's unpopular.
That's right.
All right. Like, you don't have to believe that it should be protected for it to be protected. The sickest, weirdest speech should be protected, because if you don't protect that speech, then the speech that needs to be protected won't be protected either, because the next person that makes the decision won't be you.
All it is cyberbullying, he says, and these kind of individuals need to understand that there is accountability for that kind of behavior.
This lady, one of the people that was making the comments, used to work at the office. I mean, there's not. Sounds to me like what that lady's got to say is kind of valid.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. You can't hurt anyone's feelings anymore. That's a criminal act. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. Maybe if you're an indie, you can give us more detail on the story. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare, guns, weed. Want more freedom? Then stop waiting for permission to exercise your rights. Nullify now. The Nullify Now tour lands in New Hampshire on March the 19th. You can visit nullifynow.com for more information. I'm going to be emceeing the event. Ian, you're going to be there, well, kind of loping around or doing whatever the heck you want. Exactly what. Nullifynow.com.
All right. 800-259-9231 as we continue here. You can bring up anything you want. Chris, listening in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris,
of the show.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had an interesting subject to bring up. I don't subscribe to this belief, but there's a lot of talk about this December 21st, 2012 theory, and I'm not talking about this day as like an individual day, but the weeks leading up to this event. Like, a lot of scary ideas have been drummed into a lot of people's minds through movies and media and underground media and so forth. And, like, you think the mainstream news, I believe, will be getting to into this, like, into this story the weeks leading up, you would
think.
I agree.
Yep.
I mean, like, do you think that there could be a possible, like, crash or anything like that? Because, like, a stock market crash.
Well, there's
or
always
because
a possibility
people might,
of a, are you kind of...
Go ahead.
But there's always a possibility of some sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, I suppose. Is that what you're kind of angling at there?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a self-fulfilling prophecy evolving or because, you know, through movies such as 2012 and all this stuff on the History Channel about the Nostradamus story and the the Mayan Empire or
I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
And it's just I'm not talking about this day because I just don't subscribe to the belief that the world's going to end, but I'm just afraid of, I mean, not really afraid, but more curious about what's going to happen the weeks leading up to this event, because the mainstream media, I mean, it's just...
We have the Y2K experience to look at.
People compare it to that, but the Y2K was more about electronics failing, and I don't think that was even close to like
hold on
Armageddon.
A second here. People were
what?
Had the expectation that
the world was going to end, right?
That they were stocking up on food. They thought that nothing that has electricity was going to work anymore. You know, maybe
power grid was going to fail.
Yeah, power grids were going to fail. I mean, people really thought you're talking about eat the dog kind of crisis coming on down the line. And I don't think I think you're probably going to see about as much happen, probably less happen on this 2012 day as you saw from Y2K. But I absolutely agree that people will get caught up in the paranoia, and that in and of itself will cause something to occur.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because Y2K, yeah, I mean, there was a scare there, and I was younger then, and I was still in high school, so I wasn't like in a job or anything, so even if things did mess up, I wouldn't have been like out of a job or anything. But like this is like more like end of the world type stuff, like not just electronics failing. Just,
I think
like,
I see where you're coming from.
Because there's a big conspiracy that I don't subscribe to. I just want to make that clear. I don't
no, I
subscribe
totally understand
to all this
where you're
like
coming
planet.
From, dude.
There's like this Planet X thing, and like, but
sure,
like a
sure.
lot of
there's
people
a lot of
do
stuff
believe
out there, no doubt about it. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I see where he's coming from. Like, you know, from one perspective, the 2012 or the year 2000 purported Y2K failure thing. It didn't have the religious connotations around it, right? I mean, there are a lot of people that are freaked out about 2012.
I know there's some differences, but...
Yeah, so I could see how it could be... I could see how he might think it'd be a little more serious what might happen, how people might respond, the paranoia that they'll respond with,
okay, so
the actions they may take.
Y2K could have actually happened, though, right? Like, everybody knows that you're talking about wackaloon bullcrap when you're talking about, it's going to end because the Mayan calendar's
Wait a minute. You're saying everybody knows, but how many people really believe that stuff? Like, well, how many people?
Some of them do, but at least with the Y2K situation, it was founded on something that
real
could
science. Sure,
happen.
Yeah. Right.
So you had a lot. I think that this will be let. I think people are amused. And of course, there's the Art Bell crowd out there that's always looking for the next comet that's going to turn us into flatter than pancakes or whatever it is that is going to happen. I don't know, but I personally just consider it much ado about nothing. I don't think you're going to see as much happen around this as happened around Y2K.
What are your thoughts at 800-259-9231? What has your experience been with the people that you know? I mean, maybe we're biased, Mark, because we don't hang around people that would be susceptible to this message. I mean, the people that we typically associate with would be above this. They wouldn't believe in this silly nonsense, the idea that the world's going to end in 2012. But what about people that go to, fundamentalist churches or something like that? What do they think?
Well, they think that no man knows the hour or the day. That's what they think. I mean, so if you're a Christian...
So is this like a New Age thing?
If it's something like that.
Who's freaked out by this, then? If it's not the Christians...
The same people that were freaked out about the last one. And the last and the one before that.
The preparedness nuts?
I don't know. I mean, it's just there's a certain personality type that gets off on this kind of thing. Perhaps their life in and of itself isn't that interesting. I don't know what it is that gets them all whipped up into fervors about these situations. But, I don't see how you can call yourself a Christian and be interested in this Y2K thing because it
2012.
The 2012 thing, because it has nothing to do with the Bible, and the Bible says that no man knows the hour or the day, and false prophets will spring up at the end times, and blah, 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 blah. So if you believe that stuff, you're believing a false prophet.
I guess it just always felt like kind of a religious belief, but I guess that...
It's a religious belief in the sense that it's similar to that, but it's not a Christian belief.
Huh. Who falls for this stuff, then? I mean, clearly there's a lot of people talking about it out there. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's get to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Alex is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, I have a question about what you're talking about how it's religious.
I don't know what it is. What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. And personally, I'm a Christian. But I am open to other beliefs. But honestly, I think it is just another Y2K thing as far as it's just hype, It seems like more and more there's always quote-unquote survival guides, how to survive 2012. And it seems like there was a lot of that back in Y2K. So I think it's just about money. I really don't think religion has anything to do with it.
You think
it's about
people like cashing in on the fervor, like making movies and selling products and things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you make a good movie, I got no problem with it. I don't know. I didn't see the movie that was in question here, the 2012 movie. If it was good, they deserve to make money.
Hey, I know you said you had a question. We'll bring it back here in a moment. You're welcome to ask whatever that was here in just a bit. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Didn't the 2012 movie bomb?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check the numbers here. 800-259-9231. Take control or ramp anything. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line to control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, features including the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. The chat room is built in to the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and know that the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Yep, memorydealers.com is bringing you a special treat in the webcam tonight. The memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPax, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Go check it out. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Alex, I think, is still with us there in Georgia. Alex, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, you said you'd had a question. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you brought up religion and spirituality throughout the whole 2012 thing. What about science? Anybody who does just a little bit of research will clearly see that the Mayan calendar is actually cyclical. It's not linear, so it would just restart. There's no end to it. Just like our calendar, you know, 365 days, and then it starts over.
Yeah, you know, if you've ever looked at these in almanacs or anything like that, there are only 14 different calendars, and you can apply them throughout the year just by referencing them. So there's since there's 7 days in a week, January 1st has to fall Sunday through Saturday, and every and so you can reference those seven calendars. Then there, you've got leap years, which have an additional day in them, so you would then insert those other seven calendars in when they are needed. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's it doesn't end. It never ends.
So do you think that the whole, you know, quote-unquote end-of-the-world thing is actually a little bit invalid because it can't be backed up as far as referencing the Mayan calendar?
I think that the end of the world thing is invalid because people have been pointing it out throughout the ages. I mean, there's always somebody saying tomorrow's the end of the world.
And well, what does that even mean?
You've got Nostradamus. You've even got the people from Westboro Baptist Church.
All of them are crackpots. I mean, we're talking.
Nostradamus has got a really cool name, and that's what he's got. I mean, if you take a look at some of these predictions, really take a look at the rambling, nutty writings of Nostradamus.
Don't
do it if you have any if you really value your time.
Yeah.
But I mean, this the people that go through this, it's the idea that
this guy knows something.
It's like
ludicrous.
Reading tea leaves. You can find anything in this stuff.
Oh yeah.
Anything else you want to share, Alex?
No, that was about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
At the very least, with the Christian religion, they say that no man, in the Bible, they say no man knows the hour or the day. So therefore, folks going around talking about this as the end of the world.
What does that even mean for the end of the world? I mean, what does that mean?
From a Christian standpoint?
Well, I mean, no, not from a Christian standpoint, but from all these people that are saying 2012, the world's going to end. What does that mean? Is the world going to explode? Will the world be consumed in fire? Will it, what would define the end of the world? Would it be mass extinction? Because the world won't end if you just, you know, have the human race extinct. I mean, your world might, your consciousness might, but I don't know. What does it even mean?
I can tell you that the cockroaches are getting bigger year upon year, decade upon decade. Cockroaches are getting bigger
really?
In size. So I think that
I, for one, welcome our new
our new insect overlords. Mm-hmm. it's a competition to see who's going to be the supreme beast on this planet. We can still stomp them, but there may be a day they're stomping us.
All right, we continue here. 800-259-9231. Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bill. Bill in Indianapolis. Going there he is.
Your volume, and I really appreciate that. I can hear you much better on the phone now.
Oh, great. It wasn't me. Thanks to the board op. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. We always are going to have a lot of gullible people. We had a local gal here somewhere in middle Indiana. And she spent $100,000 or $125,000 on a fortune teller, you know, and believed that this gal could get her in touch with her dearly departed husband and all that.
So
saying
sad.
That people will spend their life savings on something like that and believe in it. Well, you know, Nancy Reagan believed in astrology and all the other people that I don't find fault for people taking simple precautions like for Y2K. You know, you always want to have a little bit of cash on hand.
Absolutely.
You always want to have a flashlight or a blanket or candles in the house. And, you know, like we had the ice storm here.
Yeah.
You know, and it's some non-perishables. A couple, a week's worth of food isn't going to kill you.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, I use the term preparedness nuts. I've got some food. I've got some toilet paper. I mean, but I always...
It's the dwelling on it.
Yeah.
That's that for me is what it is.
Obsessing over it.
It's a great idea to have a few weeks, maybe a few months worth of food. There's some great products out there that you can get, this durable food. Some of it's really, really good. But it's the whole and to have backup batteries and have good your flashlights tested and your fire alarms checked. It's good to do all these things.
But you can go a little crazy.
Worrying.
Yeah, you can go a little crazy over it, and there's a line in there somewhere, and it's probably different for everybody. Continue with your thoughts, Bill.
Okay, I was just going to say, back in the '70s, when I went to Bible Sunday school, at church, and they told us that Jesus was going to come back in the year 2000. In 1999, and they talked about 2000 and Jesus coming back, I said, well, tell me what street corner he's going to be on, and I'll be the first to be there. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting.
Yeah, right. The 2000 was a fun year because it's got the zeros in it and everything.
Yep.
There's three of them in a row, and people like it, it's interesting how man places... I mean, obviously, this calendar's made up. It's not even right. It's been Jesus was 5 BC or something like that is what I've heard.
isn't it time now that we should all start preparing for Y3K?
Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, you're right, Mark. The calendar is completely arbitrary, and I would like to propose a new one. I've been thinking about this, and I think I'm going to propose this a few years ago, but maybe some influential people are listening tonight, and they can make this happen. Like, how do you change the calendar? It's possible to change, like, the time zone. We've seen, like, Indiana, for instance, changed recently from kind of this weird...
We've also seen what it was like when they were trying to change the United States over the metric system.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Well. But it's a good idea, right? Like, that's a good idea. Metric makes more sense, from what I understand.
I
don't know it for crap, because I didn't learn it when I was growing up. But.
Agreed, but, I mean, it's useless to know in the United States, largely useless. If you try to talk to people in liters and centimeters,
right.
you're going to be speaking nearly a foreign language to them.
Celsius.
To the point that they have to do the math in their head. Even if they know it, they have to do the math in their head. I remember going up to Canada, they'd talk in that Celsius stuff and try to sell you gasoline and liters and all these things, and I just found it bewildering.
I think we need to add a 13th month.
Why a 13th?
Why in the hell are there so many weird length months? I mean, you get 28 days in February, you got 30 days and 31 days, and you don't have a full. February is the only month that makes sense. It's 28 days. March, the next month after February, the first 28 days are the same day. So, like, the first, if it was a Monday in February, is also a Monday in March. Like, consistency would be nice. And so, if you add a 13th month and you have 13 28 day months, then you've got the same day throughout the entire year on every day of the month.
I've heard that this was the way the old calendars were done, went on a 360-day basis. And then you could have your 12 months. 12 is a better number than 13. You could have 12 months.
That's just because people are superstitious.
It's just, no, I'm just saying it's a better number. It's, 13 is a prime number. It's kind of an ugly number to use. 12 can be divided better. You have quarters with 12. What do you have with 13? And then you just make a party for the last 5 days. I mean, whatever you want to do, but turn it into some kind of religious festival.
13 28-day months gives you a 364-day year, and so you can have the party day be the last day, and if it's a leap year, you can have a second party day.
We can't agree on it on the show.
I know.
You can't agree.
It's a shame.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
Seven days
for a
week doesn't make any sense to me either. You cannot split that properly.
All right, 800-259.
10 days.
We can work on this. 1-800-259-9231. That's what we should do in New Hampshire. We should separate out and change the entire calendar.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Imagine setting a business appointment with that. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with your major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our site, and get the perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more, including amp-only podcasts, at amp.freetalklive.com.
We mentioned SACL CAI on the show on a pretty regular basis. They sponsor the phone lines. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate for liberty. He wants people to you to have more freedom in your life. And as a result, he sponsors Free Talk Live and several other events and ad venues and things like that in order to hopefully we see that in our lifetimes. If you want to find out more about his company, SACL CAI, you can go to the banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They handle accounts receivable for companies, and they can help you, whether you've got a hospital, doctor's office, bank, utility, or any other business. It's SACL CAI.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Tom, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Tom.
Tom. How are you?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't necessarily believe in the 2012 theory. However, there are Christian groups right now that are saying that May 21st, 2011 is the day of judgment and the day of rapture.
Okay, based on what?
The Bible, they say.
Well,
I don't believe in it, but this is what they're saying. You can look it up on the internet, but it's pretty wild stuff.
Well, you know, my experience with that is the Bible's clear. Like, there may be some things that you could go, numerology, you can, you know, take how many verses there are and count them up, and how many letters are in those verses and count those up, and, you know, you come up with some date from some place or another. But it's clear. It says, no man knows the hour or the day. And by no man, they mean no man.
That's just your interpretation.
And so, therefore, anybody who's coming up with this is coming up with something that's contrary to the Bible. So I find it very interesting that these groups groups that claim to believe the Bible will attempt to ascertain what the day is through the Bible when the Bible says that no man knows the hour or the day.
Yeah, but doesn't the Bible say a lot of things and then contradict itself many times?
Well, you know, women should have their heads covered. That much is for sure.
It's true. Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Tom, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, so it was May 11th, was it? What it was, May 11th?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I cannot get excited about it. I don't know.
We've
had
all kind of predictions like this made over the years.
I know it's December in 2012, but I don't even know the day. Because
I think it's the 21st or something like
it
that.
Because it just so doesn't Solstice. Matter to me. I know they're wrong. So I don't have to look. I mean,
right? You know, if they really believe it's true, then they should start kind of selling off all their assets and stuff, right? Like they should be changing their lives.
Party like it's 1999, baby.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we continue here, let's talk to Mark in Virginia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Lena, Mark. Mark and
hey,
Virginia.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to bring up a couple things. I was listening to you guys the other day at work, and so I haven't really been listening too much tonight. I was busy in the commute and everything, but I heard you mention that chemtrails are just totally, you know, nonsense and a fantasy and.
It sounds like paranoia for the most part. I mean, again, I didn't say total. I said that there have been some instances where it's confirmed that indeed there have been things like malathion dumped on people and, you know, dumped over large swaths of land, like has happened to us down in Florida. You know, that was pretty obvious when that happened. I think most of the people that believe in this alleged phenomenon are just really people that are really paranoid.
Well, you know, I don't think it's even all that alleged, and I don't think the Florida incident even really relates to chemtrails. But, you know, just yesterday in USA Today, there was a story on geoengineering. It's not too hard to look it up, you know, search USA Today and geoengineering. And so I think slowly but surely, you know, the truth on this is coming out. It's not a big secret. All you have to do, especially yesterday and today in Virginia, is go outside and look up, and the entire sky from horizon to horizon was covered. And
that doesn't tell anyone anything. That's people looking up at the sky and seeing things they want to be there. They have no evidence that it's anything other than contrails spreading out or some sort of cloud formation.
There's evidence. The difference would be if you went out on a cold morning and you exhale and your exhalation dissipates immediately, that would be equivalent to a contrail. If you were to breathe out And the steam just sat there in front of your face and it never dissipated, that would be more like what a chemtrail is.
So they have been doing this since I was a child, this whole chemtrail spreading thing?
No, the first time anyone started noticing lingering chemtrails was in the last, 10 to 13 years.
I'm sorry. When I was a kid, I was very interested in, every kid loves to look up at airplane. And I used to watch them, and there were contrails at the time,
sure.
And they would linger.
And
what's that?
And they dissipate fairly quickly. They don't linger for hours and hours and hours.
As I understand it, we've had pilots call in and talk to us about the changes in jet engine technology over the last 20 years, and that they're using different engines than they used 40 years ago, which stands to reason, right? I mean, obviously there's going to be improvements in the technology, and what that is, it causes a different consistency to the contrail. See, now, I'm fine with the theory that the government's spraying stuff, because I know that if the government wanted to spray stuff, they just go ahead and spray it. It's connecting it to contrails that sounds nuts to me.
I'm totally with you, and I don't go so far as to say, and I think a lot of conspiracy theorists mess up when they say, because I know A is a certainty, I also know that B is the reason why. I'm not saying that I know why. What I do know is that any time there are cover-ups or secrets, that causes suspicion. And so when you tell people, the public, you know, what you're looking up at in the sky isn't even there, that's going to create suspicion. And when you look at the Northern Virginia sky on a day like yesterday or today, I mean, it's covered horizon to horizon. How many aircraft? We have three major airports in the area. And they don't operate at 50 to 60,000 feet straight out of the, Dulles or Reagan or Baltimore Airport.
I mean, did you see the planes, you know, crossing, crisscrossing back and forth, the same plane over and over again? Do you have anything else to point to besides the fact that there was some clouds in the sky?
No, you can see them. You can definitely see them. It's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not some secret, you know, imaginary thing that, you know, I'm not sure what area of the country you live in, but I mean, if you were here anywhere in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area yesterday or today, and if there's listeners out there that can, you know, back me up on this, call in and
I have friends in all parts of the country, and I've had many of them talk about the same instance, that they're looking for what's nefarious. But what doesn't make sense to me is that there would have to be a huge government program behind this, because not only do you have all the airplanes that are in the sky, they're leaving real live contrails, right? Like, some contrails are contrails, right?
Right, and they're easy to differentiate.
So you've got the real live airplanes in the sky, but then you're going to have this government, the government chemtrail spraying planes, and they're going to have to be blanketing the whole nation. Who knows? I mean, and no one claims to really know what they're doing up there. So you'd have to have pilots that are prepared to talk about this. Remember, these pilots are spraying their own kids.
No, for one, I've been prior military and worked in the government and had clearance. There's a compartmentalization issue, and certainly pilots can be ordered, military pilots, to fly missions, and they may not even be aware.
You're saying, hold on a second.
Well, you think they're in Afghanistan, dude? I mean,
hold on.
God's sake.
Now you really sound paranoid. Look, Wayne was in here the other night.
I agree with you that I'm not saying that this is what it's for.
We haven't agreed on much in this call. I'd like to point that out. Look, we had Wayne on the other night, what you're talking about here, Wednesday night, and Wayne is kind of like halfway in your camp,
I don't think I heard Wayne. I think I came on after that, and I just heard
you. Okay, well, if you want, you can go and listen on Wednesday night show. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But Wayne, while he was in here, he pulled up a picture of, and we didn't talk about this on the air. He showed us off the air. He pulled up a picture that was sent to him by someone he claims should know, that was ostensibly the interior of a chemtrail plane. And, you know, there were these things in there.
Yeah, neat looking. I mean, it looked like stuff in there.
Yeah, it looked like there were these
spraying things.
It looked like, you know, that could have been a possibility for what that stuff was. It looked like, you know, sure, maybe. The idea that a pilot is going to be able to get on this plane where there's these tanks that are hooked up to the wings, and he's like, they told me to press this button, and I don't know what it does.
I got to keep pressing it over and over
again. Yeah, 800-259-9231. And like you said, they find all single pilots, because most of them, these guys have families.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.